We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's April 22nd. It is 2024. We have a 7-game MLB slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Joined today, as always, on Sunday night for Monday morning's podcast, my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, brother. Glad to come on and talk with you. I didn't really pump it up as much before the show, but folks, listen, I'm just talking about the NASCAR package here yet again. I know we're, Steve, are we about 5 races in right now? 5 or 6?
Oh, well, we're a lot farther than that, my friend.
Oh,
I think today was race 8. I think today was 8.
Okay. Listen, I've been tracking, but I just felt like, well, yeah, you know, I think I missed a weekend because of, but either way, I know we're 8 weeks in. I know we've already talked about it, but man, guys, you just need
today
to
was 10. Test. Today was week 10.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And crazy. I've been playing. So for me, but you guys need to get in on this NASCAR package if you can. I would recommend at least take a test drive for a week. Even if it's a bad week, you'll at least get to see what Stevie's doing, what he's putting out, the things he's talking about. I was telling him before the show, like, this was a week where I couldn't quite commit to mass multi-entry, but, you know, you go in lineup HQ, you kind of see some of the tags, you look at the projections, and then the By the Numbers article will at least give you Stevie's thoughts, like his over, and I'm not talking about, like, picks, so I don't want you to confuse picks with thoughts, but talking about how he thinks the lineup construction is going to go, how many dominators have typically been in winning lineups at this track, and it gives you a host of other things. And then he does talk about the drivers. But my point is, this week, I couldn't watch the show. I couldn't really dive in because I like to dive in for NASCAR. I just basically followed what Stevie said, and it was like 3X. And while that might not seem like a big deal to you guys, to be able to just pull up his thoughts and then put those thoughts into construction, I think that's a huge deal when you're talking about, part of the package. So once again, Stevie, I know I don't do this too often, but that's my, 3 to 4 minute spiel about the package yet again. Even on a week when I couldn't do much, I was still able to be really profitable. So I appreciate it. And hopefully, guys, at least take it for a test drive if you can.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. I'm excited to get back in the baseball streets. Took the weekend off like I normally do. I was so close on Friday again. Like, I'm right there. I know there's going to be some tournament takedowns for baseball coming. I just can't wait. So excited to jump back in and talk some MLB. I hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. I had a long weekend between NASCAR and some volleyball stuff. I had a long weekend, so I'm ready for Monday. I know some people are like, ready for Monday? Well, Monday is like my day off, so I'm like, I need that day. I need a day to kind of catch up on life and sleep. But definitely going to be in the MLB streets because I think this slate's really interesting. I was just telling Will before the show, it's going to be like a true first look for me. I haven't like dug into a lot of this slate, and at first glance, I like this slate a lot. So let's get into it and have some fun. Again, what's up, YouTube? Brent, Derek, Jonathan, I think I got that right. Bill, Brent. All right, Miami at Atlanta. We got Ryan Weathers going against Renardo Lopez, 9 total. Atlanta, a 220 favorite on this one. Any interest here in Mr. Ryan Weathers?
Think I'm going to pass today, Stevie. Not a hard no, because we've seen Weathers with some upside here. At 6,300, I'm not all the way out, but I just think the Braves are an overpowering team, and so I'm going to choose to fade Weathers. But he has had some good starts this season. Definitely can't ignore that.
Yeah, he's done a good job not giving up a lot of fly balls this season to right-handed hitters, and that was something that really hurt him in general last year. It's down about 14%. I don't know if it's necessarily going to stay that way because he's still giving up a ton of hard contact. He's giving up a ton of barrels. And you just look at this team, especially this team, the Braves, like they're really good against left-handed pitching. So I think this is an easy stay-away spot for me on Ryan Weathers. I do, however, absolutely love Renardo Lopez on the other side. I'm in. I am officially in on Renardo Lopez. I've been hesitant in tougher matchups. Like last time out against Houston, very hesitant. But now we're getting Renardo Lopez against the Miami Marlins. I don't know if it's going to keep up all season. I don't know what the Braves saw in Renardo Lopez. But kudos to your team, man. They just continue to do it.
Listen, let me just say how grateful I am that Ronaldo is coming through, at least for his first couple of starts. And Steven, I mean, once again, this is a guy that we've tracked before when he was with the White Sox. Had some pedigree, just, you know, was having control issues and giving up hard contact and things like that. And so I'm not saying, look, he's not going to keep having great starts every game. Like, he's going to get knocked around one of these starts, and I know that. But, I mean, look, man, we had been desperately in need for some extra pitching. It seems like we got that. And now, Stevie, I'm even more saddened that we've lost Spencer Strider for the year. Can you imagine if we had Strider, Sale, and what seems to be an emerging Lopez, and then maybe a back-end Freed, and you've got to go through that type of pitching lineup with the bullpen that's been pretty good. Like, I think I'm saying all that to say at 9K, Renardo Lopez against Miami, he's earned this price tag, Stevie. And so I anticipate he'll have another reasonably good start here.
Yeah, he's doing it, right? Like, everything in his statistics say that, like, he's not necessarily getting lucky. Like, he's in the percentiles that you're looking for as far as, like, top 10 percentile in xERA and x batting average. Like, his x batting average is 181. Like, that's more of a true statistical advanced batting average, more than like a regular just this guy's 3 for 10, you know, type of average. So just continues to do it. The fastball is sitting around 95, and I mean, he's not giving up a lot of hard contact, he's not getting hit, his wOBA is really low. I just looking at this, and I'm like, he's doing it with fastballs. Like, he's throwing 60% fastballs, and like, he's getting good movement on this fastball, and he's getting ahead in counts, and he's pitching well. So, I mean, kudos to him. Like I said, kudos to Atlanta. And I mean, it's really cool to see Renaro Lopez, like a guy in 2017, 2018, we're like, oh, does this guy has some potential? And like, kind of just got lost in the White Sox organization, I feel like, the last couple of years, pitching out of the bullpen and stuff. So got shelled a lot. I mean, got hit hard. Like, his, yeah, in 2022, exactly. 2022, his exit velocity was just insanely bad. But, yeah, I like Lopez. Even at 9K, I like Lopez here. Any interest in the Miami Bats?
Nope. Going to pass, man. I think, you know, even though this thing's a little bit smaller than usual, I think I'm okay fading the Marlins today.
Yeah, I'm okay with it as well. I just, again, like, looking at his advanced numbers and what he's been able to do this season, like, he's just not getting hit hard. I mean, it's just what he's doing, it's working enough where it's like, how do I really get excited about playing these Atlanta Bats? I mean, one of my favorite bats to play from, or not Atlanta, Miami Bats. Like, one of my favorite Miami Bats that I love to play is Berger, and he just got put on the IL. So, and it's righty-righty for him. So, yeah, I mean, I think I'm out on the Bats. I was looking up something really quick to see if it's, like, legit. You want to guess what Renaro Lopez's ISO is against lefties this year?
I'm assuming under 200. Let me go. Let's go 140.
Yeah, it's lower than that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, as I said, like, it's wild. Wild what he's doing. It's wild what he's doing. So, anyway, all right. Atlanta. Oh, Bill wants to know why you're wearing an A's hat.
It's not for fandom. This is more for matching. As you can see, I've got on a yellow short sleeve hoodie here. And you probably can't see it as much, but there's a yellow trim around the hat. And you probably don't. Well, I'll just take my shoe off now since you want to see that. And so what I wore with that today, I've got these green and white Pumas that I also wear and kind of bring the whole outfit together. So it's purely for fashion, my friend, not for fandom. That's all this is. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you guys got to know my boy Will he's fresh over here. The Atlanta Bats. I love Atlanta today. I feel like looking at some of the advanced numbers for Ryan Weathers, like, I just don't think he's going to continue to generate 14% fly balls. Almost a 30% fly ball rate last year to righties. He's giving up more hard contact this year to righties. Giving up a ton of barrels. Like, you start giving up a ton of barrels here, you're going to get beat up. And he's got a little bit of, like, BABIP working on his side against righties. So, like, again, just digging into Atlanta against lefties, you obviously like them. And then looking into some of the advanced metrics for Weathers, I think this is a good spot to attack the Braves.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Stevie, there are a couple of teams in the league right now. Like, Houston's one of those teams where you don't really want to trot out a lefty pitcher. Like, they're going to kind of have their way on both sides. Atlanta's another one of those teams, man. Like, you know, Acuna, Ozuna, Duvall, you know, Kalinic's hitting well. And I always talk about Olsen in these spots because we tend to leave him out of, you know, left-handed matchups. But Stevie, he's hitting about the same power to lefties. Like, there's no power drop. When I say power drop-off, I'm saying relative. He's hitting lefties just as hard as he's hitting righties, relatively. You've got Travis d'Arnaud, you know, hitting multi-home run games every other day now. I'm kidding, but my point is, this is a tough team for left-handed pitching, no matter who you are. And I still don't think Ryan Weathers is all the way. I don't think Ryan Weathers is as good in real life as he is on paper so far this season, Stevie. I'm siding with the Braves here. I think this is a good spot to load up on them, especially when we're still getting, you know, some of these cheap bats at the bottom of the order. Maybe I'm assuming they probably bat RC at the top of the lineup again, Stevie, because they've been doing that. I think they batted him second, kind of replaced Albies. So I just like this Braves team, you know, outside of being a fan. They're just really good against both sides of the plate.
What's crazy to me is like how hot Darnell was this weekend, and they sat him on Sunday. I don't know if I take the guy out of the lineup that's hit four home runs in the last two games. And I know three of those were one, but yeah, I mean, I like Travis Darnell, obviously. Arcia is probably one of the best priced Braves here, him and Duvall. So, like,
yeah,
if you're building Atlanta stacks, you're probably going to have a lot of Arcia Duvall because of pricing. It makes so much sense just to play some of these cheap bats to make everything else work. So, and I assume David Fletcher plays here, and he's almost minimum salary. So, yeah, Braves so very
batting,
much
a batting ninth, I think, over the weekend, batting ninth.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to switch out him and the other guy that they called up. They're going to platoon those two guys. Yep. Toronto at Kansas City, 8.5 total here. Toronto a slight favorite. Yusei Kikuchi against Brady Singer in this one. Let's start here with Yusei Kikuchi coming off of a fantastic game against the Yankees. Any interest here in Kikuchi?
So I have slight interest, Stevie, because I think the price is still low enough because his look, his K stuff, man, when he's on, Steve. And that's the thing with Kikuchi. Like, we've seen him put together these types of performances pretty much his whole career, like since he's been in the league. Steve, we just need him to keep the walks down and have better control. And typically we get a good outing from him. If he didn't walk a bunch of guys, he's okay. Now, the thing is, Kansas City is not some random pushover team anymore, Steve. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to have to pitch this game. You look at Kikuchi so far on the season, 33% K rate, 22% to lefties, 35% to righties. Last season, Stevie, 25%, 27% to lefties, 25% to righties. I do think this is all going to normalize. So I'm not worried about the fact that his K rate on the season so far is a bit high. And there are a couple strikeouts in this Royals lineup, but not nearly as many as you think. So, like, against left-handed pitching, you know, Bobby Witt's 235 and a 19% K rate, one of their better bats. And once again, there's some strikeouts, not a lot. All in all, I said it to say I like Kikuchi, I think, because of the price I play him. But I'm not – maybe I match the field or go slightly over. I'm not going to go well over the field on him. At 8,200, I think he's just okay.
I like Kikuchi a lot. We talked about him last time out. I think it was me and Keith that had the Kikuchi slate last time out. And, I mean, we liked him a lot. He absolutely dominated. I talked a lot about how he's throwing his fastball out of the same, like, arm slot as his curveball, and his curveball's generating a lot of whiffs because of it. It's working. He's throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and an 83-mile-an-hour curveball out of the same, like, arm slot, and it's really working for him. And the whiff rate and the K rate and everything is, like, real. I mean, this guy is getting a lot of first-pitch strikes, which he, like, this is the highest rate, and, again, it's very early in the season, but this is the highest rate of first-pitch strikes he's had since 2021. It's over 60%, and this is a guy that lives under like 60%. So getting a lot of whiffs and doing a lot right now. His stuff looks really good. So I think Kikuchi is very much in play in this spot. And then Brady Singer on the other side. I mean, it's a tough matchup against Toronto. Obviously, they're one of the best lineups in baseball talent wise. Singer is a really solid pitcher. Singer's been great against right-handed hitters to start the season, and this lineup's going to be six to eight righties deep. Do we roll any Brady Singer in this spot?
Steve, it's one of those spots where I think Singer might be a little bit too expensive for today's slate. When I look at these righties, the K rates, Stevie, on the season so far, 13% for Springer, 21% for Vlad, 16% for Bo Bichette, 17% for Turner, 26% for Varsho, 20% for Schneider, 20% for Jansen, 25% for Jansen, 11% for Clement, 34% for Kiermaier. I like Brady Singer. I'm with you. I think he's really solid. But I just feel like if he gets there today, it's because of the innings, not the strikeouts. And I think we can get the strikeouts from other guys. So I think I'm going to fade Springer, Singer today and hope he doesn't get 10 strikeouts out of nowhere.
Yeah, I get that. The one thing that I will point out is one thing that I've noticed about Toronto, started to notice it last year, they really struggle against guys that use their slider at a really high clip. It used to be changeups, right? It was back in the day. It was me and Siege talking about how much Toronto struggled against changeups, and it made us a ton of money because we would just, if a pitcher had a good changeup, we would just play the heck out of them against Toronto every single time. So, this is a guy that's throwing his slider 46% of the time this year and 33% sinker. So he's generating a lot of ground balls. It's a pitch that this team is really struggling with. And Brady Singer's pitching really well. So I think Singer will be an ownership type of play. But if you're playing a 20-inch max or MMEing on this slate, I think he has to be in your pool. Kind of looking at the data here for how much this team has struggled with sliders, I think he has to be in the pool. You pull up the data, 144 combined ISO, 273 WOBA, and a 22% K rate with four guys sitting over 25% Ks, technically over 27% Ks against sliders. And the thing here also to remember when you're looking at this team is they hit the ball on the ground a lot, and they're facing a guy that throws sinkers and sliders. I think Singer could throw six or seven really good innings here if Babbitt's on his side, and I think he has some strikeout upside. So yeah, I don't mind Brady Singer in this game. All that to say too, Will, I don't looking at the advanced stuff here. I think I'm a little concerned about playing the Toronto bats. This game's sitting pretty high at 8.5 as far as the overall total of this game. And I don't know if I get to Toronto bats. The prices on the Toronto bats have come down, right? Bichette's 44, Guerrero's 47, Springer's 41. I'm losing my voice from screaming so much at the volleyball tournament today. What are your thoughts on Toronto?
Well, I'll try to give you a little bit of a break. You'll probably drink some water. But here's my deal with Toronto, Stevie. I'm going to go back to Singer briefly because it's about the bats. The only reason I'm not as interested in Singer is possible lack of strikeout upside. I do think he can eat through the innings here for what it's worth. And that's really why I'm not interested in the Toronto bats today, Stevie. You talked about the fact that they will be hitting the ball on the ground. That's kind of been my hang up with Vlad, hitting the ball on the ground so much, hitting it hard, but just hitting it on the ground. And that's how I feel about Singer. I feel like he keeps the ball on the ground with this team tonight. And I don't feel great about playing Toronto Blue Jays. And Steven, insult to injury, very rarely will I get them right anyway. So on slates where they're actually facing someone reasonably, I just take the fade and don't worry about it.
Oh, it's so true. The Blue Jays are the hardest team. The Blue Jays and the Yankees. I have the worst luck with the Yankees getting the Yankees right. They have so many good spots and they stink, and then they get a really tough spot and they score 15 runs. So
yeah.
As far as the Kansas City bats go, my favorite would be Witt, but I don't know if I get to Witt on this slate at this price point. I mean, there's some really good stacks, and I don't necessarily think I want to stack Kansas City. So I just don't know if I get to Witt in this game. I mean, he's the obvious play. Hunter Renfro is someone that I've always loved against left-handed pitching.
He looks good so far this season too.
Yeah, good pop against lefties. So
yeah,
I don't mind potentially, you know, getting some Renfro. For some reason, Nelson Velasquez was out of the lineup on Sunday. I assume that he's going to be back in the lineup. Like, he's hitting the ball really hard to start the season, and he pinch hit on Sunday, so I assume he'll be good to go. But didn't start against the lefty, which I thought was weird because he's really good against lefties. So, I mean, if they roll out the same lineup, they rolled out against Cole Irvin. I don't know if Cole Irvin pitched well or not, but I assume looking at this lineup, Cole Irvin probably pitched decent against this team today. What are your thoughts here on Kansas City?
Yeah, I think, Steve, I think I want off these guys. Small slate, and I think there's enough upside here. So I think I want off Witt. I think I want off Sal Pal. I think I went off Hunter Renfro as long as they start, Stevie. But that's pure one-off. I'm not three-man stacking. This is me saying, hey, if I build a full Brave stack, maybe I run one without Travis d'Arnaud and I plug in Sal Pal, even though he's a lot more expensive. You know, maybe I run one without RC. I plug in Bobby Witt. I can run one and still get Renfro in the outfield. But that's it, Steve. I do think there's enough upside for these guys individually to send one out of the park that I would do it. But other than that, I'm not playing any Royals.
All right, we got the White Sox and the Twins. 8.5 total in this game. Minnesota 178 favorite. Jonathan Cannon against Chris Paddock in this one. Jonathan Cannon, first start of his career, made his major league debut last time out against Kansas City. He had a really solid first start, right? 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. His stuff looks solid. I mean, the umpire in that game, I watched a lot of that game. I forget why. I think I stacked Kansas City a lot against Cannon and it didn't work out, but the umpire in that game was very, very friendly. Any interest here in Jonathan Cannon going up against a strikeout heavy Minnesota team?
I think I take a shot, Stevie, and I typically take shots on guys against Minnesota every start. He's 6K. I think I was more encouraged that he went over 70 pitches here. Like, that was something I think was encouraging for me, Stevie. Feels like he gets 85 to 90 here if he's pitching well, as long as he's not getting touched up. I think he went 79 pitches, Stevie. So I feel pretty confident he can hit the 90 mark if he's pitching well today. May give up a run or two, but if he gets the strikeouts, that's more than enough at 6K. Really like Cannon here. Young guy. I think he has some promise. Let's see how he handles a really high strikeout team on the road.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, I think you could play both sides. I think you could take shots on Cannon, and I think you could take shots on the Twins' bat. So, in that first start, he didn't generate a lot of swinging strikes, which is always super concerning. But he also didn't give up a barrel or any power, really, to either side of the plate against Kansas City. And I think all of us will kind of agree Kansas City is a better offense than Minnesota. So I think you could potentially take shots on both sides. I like Cannon. I'll play a little Cannon. I like the Twins' bats. I'll play a little bit of the Twins' bats. So this is one of those scenarios where it's just pure on DFS baseball, and you could play both sides. Outside, don't play both sides on the same team. It's a 7-game slate. That's silly. But in tournaments, both sides, I think, is fine. You know, the Twins are not like the greatest lineup and they strike out a ton. So Cannon has upside here. Chris Paddock on the other side of this game, he just hasn't had it. I mean, this isn't the worst matchup in the world, the White Sox, right? They're one of the worst teams in baseball, but they don't strike out. They're going to put the ball in play against Paddock here. If BABIP's on his side, I could see him maybe pitching like 5 or 6 like solid innings, but I think this is an easy stay-away spot for me on Paddock today.
Yep, I'm with you 100%, Stevie. No need to overreach here when we can get Cannon at 6K. And, you know, and this is another reason, Stevie, why I'm really on board with Kikuchi. Like, just spend the extra $800 and get to Kikuchi. Like, that, I think that's the right play versus versus Paddock. For what it's worth, Stevie, excuse me, as crazy as this may sound, I think I'd play Ryan Weathers over Chris Paddock today for the salary savings, even against Atlanta. So all that to say, I'm not playing Chris Paddock.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. As far as the White Sox bats go, gosh, they're bad. I will say, like, I really like Gavin Sheets in this spot. He's been the one bright spot, and he is really cheap. He's 3,200 here. I mean, he keeps hitting too. Like, he's having a really solid start to the season. 317 ISO, 442 WOBA against right-handed pitching. So I'm perfectly okay with one-offing him. I don't know if you necessarily have to play any other bat here, even against Paddock, outside of like, hey, it's Chris Paddock pitching. I'll make a little three-man with like Eloy, Grossman, Sheets, or Benintendi, you know?
Yeah. No, I went to 100%, Stevie, not to ignore Sheets at a 16% K rate and a 14% walk rate this year. Yeah. And why is that important, at least for a guy like me, Stevie? That smells like multiple fantasy point opportunities. He's taking the walks, being able to put the ball in play. Really like him here. The only reason I wouldn't stack the White Sox today is, Stevie, this team is giving me 2023 Washington Nationals vibes. Low strikeouts, low ISO. Just, gosh, man, you're not gonna burn them, right? But they're not going to overpower you. And that this team is giving me strong 2023 Nationals vibes. Can't stack this team even against Paddock.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Minnesota, I kind of already said it, right? I like both sides. I like getting some Minnesota bats. I think I'm just like saying maybe Cannon got a little lucky in his first start. Like, I stacked a lot against him in his first start, and like, he pitched well, but I mean, you look at it and he generated a lot of hard contact against righties, and I feel like might have got a little lucky in that game. So as much as I'll take some shots on Cannon because he's 6K and he's facing this team, I think I will take some shots on the Minnesota bats as well because they're cheap. So, like, you could play like a 4-4 Minnesota stack with a high-end like Brave stack or something along those lines and still get really solid pitching. So I think Minnesota is really, really, really in play here. I had to throw the third really in there.
Yeah. I'm probably less enthused about them as a full stack. I'm probably more on the mini stack side. Absolutely, Alex Kirilloff, 19% K rate this season, 389 over 275 ISO. Trevor Lawrence looks good. Julian, while he may strike out, if he gets a hold of a Steve, it might be out of there. So I don't mind a couple of those one-off bats or mini stack bats, two-man, three-man at the most. But I'm definitely okay with a couple of those bats.
Larnach is too cheap at 2,600. Should hit second or third in this lineup. Too cheap. Just too cheap. Arizona at St. Louis. We got an 8.5 total here. It's a pick'em game. Brandon Fiat against Lance Lynn. Any interest here in Fiat?
Man, Stevie. I think I take a shot. St. Louis has just been so bad. Now, last time he faced this team, Stevie, he got knocked around a little bit, but I was encouraged. Saw six innings, Stevie. Gave up seven hits, though, but I was still encouraged by the innings. I think I still play him at 8K.
Oh, man. Why? Gosh, I don't know what to do with him. The Cardinals are bad. They're bad. I don't think he's like anything special as a pitcher in general. But man, this seems bad.
Yep, that's all I'm on the Stevie.
I'm on the fence because I don't think he's a great pitcher. I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think he's a great pitcher. He has a little bit of strikeout upside. He gives up a ton of power to both sides of the plate. He gives up a lot of hard contact to both sides of the plate, and he gives up a ton of barrels to both sides of the plate. So you worry about that. I mean, he's allowed four home runs already. And he already faced this team and they got to him. If he was 7K, and I know it's only like $1,000, but I think if he was 7K, I'd have more interest because, like, I'm looking at this price range and I'm like, Kikuchi's 200 more. Detmers, who we're going to talk about, has some upside. We already talked about, like, Renardo Lopez. There's a cheap pitcher that I don't mind that we're going to talk about. So, like, I don't think right now I will play Fiat. But the Cardinals stink. They're bad. But I don't think he's a good pitcher. I really don't think he's a good pitcher. I mean, that's all I got is I don't think he's a good pitcher. Like his stats, like he throws a lot of strikes, right? And the Cardinals are not a high strikeout team. They're not great, but they're not a high strikeout team. You know, you look at their stats since the beginning of last year, they have a 21% K rate against righties. So Lance Lynn's really he's a solid pitcher that's just been around doing the same thing for years and years and years. Goes out, struggles against lefties, gets righties out. Too many lefties in this lineup for Lance Lynn. They can legitimately throw seven lefties at Lance Lynn today, and it's not the right spot to play Lance Lynn.
Yep. Stevie, you couldn't have said it better myself. If you would have handed it over to me first, you literally would have had a regurgitation of what you just said, and I'm going to do that. Too many lefties for Lance Lynn today. He's out.
Yeah. Let's talk about these lefty bats for Arizona. Who do you like against Lance Lynn today?
Well, I mean, you got obvious guys. You've got Marte. You've got Carroll. But Jock Peterson, Stevie, him coming over is a big deal, I think, to help them down the stretch. I wonder if they're going to play Jace today. I'm really curious. I feel like they could, Stevie. I actually think Jace might make the lineup. I know Josh will be in for sure. I don't think they're going to play Grichuk today. I think JJ McCarthy or Jake McCarthy. I think he probably gets to start as well, Stevie. I'm wondering if they bat Barnhart. Like Moreno's still the bet. Like Moreno could be one of the righties, but they could work in Barnhart today. Last time he played. I'm on the fence about Barnhart. I'm not sure how they're going to handle that, Stevie. But bottom line is, so many lefties. I like them all. I definitely think they – I mean, it's a great team stack today. Great team.
Yeah, I mean, so I think Moreno starts. I don't think Barnhart starts. Moreno, he missed a little bit of time, and then he didn't play on Saturday. So I think this is a spot – What I could see them doing is I can't remember the last time they gave Suarez a day off. So like I feel like this is a good spot to give Suarez a day off. So that could get
Jace plays for sure. Probably.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and like one of the reasons that I say that is like Blaze Alexander's starting to hit. Like you can't take him out of the lineup right now. He's hitting. So I think that Blaze Alexander like plays in this game overall. So I just. All right, he got banged up. He left Sunday's game with a hamstring cramp. So we'll see if he's back in the game or not. But it's good to see him start to hit. If Alexander's out, then I assume it will be Jace. But love the Jock Peterson call. Like Carroll a lot in this spot. The price on Jock is nice. He's under, and like he's finally getting it going too. He had a slow start to the season, but it necessarily wasn't slow. He was just walking a lot. We don't play guys to walk, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know if I really have much else to add here. Yeah, overall, I mean, I like Arizona. I think that the lefties are very much in play just in general. If you're playing Marte and Carroll, you're going to need some cheap bats to make the stack work. I mean, Jock obviously would be up on the list. And then it's just kind of see who's in and who's out of the lineup here today to make the lineup work. But you definitely want to attack Lance Lynn with the lefties. And Gariel, I mean, he just keeps smashing.
I think Jock, Jace, and McCarthy could start on this slate, believe it or not. And they're still like, that's incredible.
Jock DHs, value. Like Jock and Grichuk DH. They just, that's what they're doing this year. So,
yeah.
Any interest in the Cardinals bats here?
If it's interesting, it's just one off like Newt Barr or Donovan. But like, I'm not trying to load up on the Cardinals. I will say Paul Goldschmidt at 4,500 is feeling really cheap, and Arenado at 4,600, Stevie, is feeling really cheap when we're accustomed to paying 5,200 for these guys, 5K for these guys, 5,100. Like, I don't hate them as one-offs, Stevie, but I'm not stacking the Cardinals for it as well.
I think I might, Will.
I get it. I understand it.
Like, they have enough left-handed power in this lineup. Where Fiat struggles is lefty power. He gives up a lot of hard contact and a lot of fly balls to lefties. Like last season, 245 ISO, 53% fly balls to lefties. Small sample size this year, 250 ISO, 41% fly balls, 47% hard contact. So I think you look at some of these lefties here, Donovan, Newbar, Burleson, and see if anybody else cracks the lineup or not, but kind of like the lefties here, like Gorman is eventually going to get it figured out and start hitting, like, but he hasn't been. I think the Cardinals are really interesting. I just don't think it's more of, I don't think Brandon Fiat is a good pitcher. I don't, and he could prove me wrong, but I don't mind playing terrible offenses like St. Louis. what's up, Derek? And just like saying, you know, overall, I don't think it's going to work. All right, let's go to Coors. We got San Diego and Colorado in Coors. 10.5 total here. San Diego, 198 favorite. We got Dylan Cease against Austin Gomber. Any interest here in Dylan Cease?
Plenty. This Colorado lineup is terrible, Stevie, and I don't have to sell anyone on that. I mean, one of the highest strikeout lineups in Major League Baseball right now. And that's not an exaggeration, folks. Like, this isn't something I'm making up. It's one of the highest. The Dodgers are actually pretty high, too, believe it or not. But all in all, there's just so many strikeouts here. Steven, this is on the current season. I have kind of switched over to current season just to get an idea, especially for lineups like this, at how bad these teams are. Outside of Charlie Blackmon and Jacob Stallings, Stevie, and Jacob Stallings has a lot more limited plate appearances. Now, they have a couple other guys like Jake Cave, who has limited plate appearances at 14. But here are the K rates for everyone outside of Blackmon and Stallings, with Blackmon at 14 and Stallings at 12. Tovar, 30. McMahon, 22. Jones, 35. Doyle, 35. Rogers, 26. Jake Cave, 28. Toglia, 41. And that's against right-handed pitching. Listen, brother, I think Dylan Cease is one of the best plays on the slate today. And he's just in Coors. And I don't care. Like, this team has been awful in terms of or great for pitchers in terms of strikeouts, awful at the plate. I really like Dylan Cease.
We're getting a discount, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy that was 10-7 last time out against the Brewers. He threw 110 pitches in that game. So I had bet his under strikeouts at 7.5. And I was sitting over there cringing because they kept letting him go. And like, he gets to like 105 and he's like telling the dugout, stay over there. I'm getting this out. So, I mean, just a lot of confidence already from the Padres, like coaching staff with Dylan Cease to let him go over 100 pitches in three straight. My biggest concern is the walks. Like, he's walking a lot of people to start the season. That's a huge concern for me. The positive to that is the Rockies have one of the lowest walk rates in baseball. So it's kind of one of those like catch 22 things. So yeah, I mean, I think you have to have interest in Cease today because of how cheap he is. He's 8,700.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite pitchers.
I could tell you for certain, though, I don't want to play Austin Gomber on the other side.
Oh, well, Stevie, come on. Automatic no.
I was trying to get a fast no out of you. I feel like we haven't had many of them today. Padres bats, I know your team fade Coors. It is the first game for San Diego in Coors. Like, any interest in the Padres here?
Stevie, I'm almost certain I'm not playing the Padres today just because I like to fade Coors. And this is a smaller slate against Gomber. I definitely think they're going to be getting some ownership. I'm out. But I'm also going to tell you that this is a great spot for them. I think everybody knows, though, I fade Coors. But this is a great spot for this team, hands down.
You know what I really like from the Padres today is Kim. At 4,500.
Oh, love him. My boy Ha-Seong Kim. Yes.
Yeah. I like the price point. The catcher here at 3,900, Camposano, I think he's super solid. He, you know, even dating back to last year, he had really good numbers against lefties. Like, the best thing here for potentially stacking the Padres is, one, Austin Gomber stinks against righties. Not good against righties whatsoever. Two, the Padres don't strike out against left-handed pitching. They're going to make a lot of contact off a guy that gives up a lot of hard contact to righties. So, yeah, I mean, I am with chat when it comes to the Padres are gutless, and it's something we talk about all the time with them. But it's hard not to have some exposure to them against Austin Gomber and Coors. I mean, I would play the Padres in San Diego against Gomber. So, I mean, it's hard not to like them in Coors, the best hitting ballpark in baseball. Any interest in the Colorado bats here?
Negative. They get erased, Stevie. They've been erased.
All right, moving on. I don't have any interest in the Rockies bats today either. Baltimore at LA taking on the Angels. 8.5 total in this game. LA is a 118 favorite. Albert Suarez against Reed Detmers. Albert Suarez is 4K again. What are we doing? I loved it. I had zero interest in Albert Suarez, his first start, until I like went and looked at like some of his KBO stuff.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
And he just threw a bunch of junk. You know what he did in his first start? Threw 63% fastballs. It's like, come on, man. So hey, good for Albert Suarez. I think it's really interesting. I don't know. Minnesota is a really heavy strikeout team. They're not a great offense. LA, I don't know if they're necessarily a good offense either.
I'm going to give them a little of the rule right now.
Yeah. So I think it's an ownership thing. Like, if we open up the slate tomorrow and like Albert Suarez at 4K is going to be 25-30% owned, I think I'm out. If we open up the slate and Albert Suarez is like 10-15%, I'll have some exposure to him. He's 4K. It really just bumps up all the bats you can play with him being 4K.
Listen, you bet your bottom dollar I'll be playing some Albert Suarez, just like I've been playing Eric Fetty. And I'm actually, Stevie, so it's crazy. Watching KBO, you get excited because I follow KBO like every day, and I get to see some of these guys come over. And so it was real cool to see Albert Suarez come over. He's older. For those of you that know, he played for a team called Samsung. And here's the deal on Albert Suarez, if you don't look at the numbers. He's a guy that has a fair amount of strikeout upside, Stevie, but he will have control issues. And he will walk a bunch of guys. and he will run up the pitch count in 4 to 5 innings. But during those 4 to 5 innings, the strikeouts will be there. As long as he doesn't give up the runs, the scores will be there. And he's 4K. So I know what type of pitcher he is. And so, Stevie, he's going to come out. He'll probably not make it 5 innings, but or 5 innings is probably his max. I'm telling you right now, I don't care what happened the last start. 5 innings has typically been his max most starts. In KBO, he was stretched out. KBO, he was running 100 to 110 pitches. And he's going to get some good work in. As long as he doesn't get beat up, Stevie, he should have a nice fantasy score to help us almost be optimal. I'm not saying he makes it to 18, but if you told me right now, and I think you would agree, you told me right now Albert Suarez gets 15 fantasy points, I'm in. No doubt about it. And so I think he's somewhere between 12 to 15. I'm in on Suarez at 4K.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to like what we saw. It was Minnesota. But you look at the Angels and you're like, outside of Trout and Ward, they haven't been hitting. I mean, I know you like looking at a little bit of the, you know, current season stuff. This team stinks. I mean, yeah. We are not afraid to play pitchers against the Angels. And the thing is, like, I'll keep saying this. I'm not a Major League Baseball manager, but if I was a Major League Baseball manager, Mike Trout wouldn't hit. I'd walk him every at bat because I don't think they have enough talent around him to protect him. Like, Mike Trout would have a ball or two outside the strike zone every single pitch if I faced him. Like, if I was a pitcher and I was facing Mike Trout, I wouldn't throw him a strike. I would throw him junk every at bat, and I'd say, hey, walk or swing at bad pitches. I've watched Mike Trout hit home runs of balls that look like they were gonna hit the ground, so I get it, but like, I just, it's hard not to have some interest here. Reed Detmers, what a disappointment last time out. I'm just going to come out and say it. Tampa has been awful against left-handed pitching this season, and like, Detmers started the season fantastic and just did not have it going the other night against Tampa. Some of that was a little unlucky. Do we go back to Detmers here at 8,500 against Baltimore?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, look, man, the guy's got too much upside. I mean, even if Stevie, I mean, if he goes 5 innings and gets 8 strikeouts, doesn't give up any run, like, that's still a nice score here. We've seen Detmers, even, and this didn't just start this season, Stevie. Like, we saw it last season where he could put together some really good performance. Too much strikeout upside for us to not consider him on such a small slate. He could be a slate breaker if he's on. So all that to say, love Detmers today, even against Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough spot, right? Like, this is a very, very tough lineup. Very tough lineup. So not a cash game play. Like, this isn't a guy you roll out in cash games. This is a guy you roll out in tournaments that can get you 30 or 5. He might even get you negative. So,
well, can I ask you something too, Stevie, if you don't mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know Narniak 69 was saying that, you know, the Orioles just pounded Reagan's with the right-handed heavy lineup. Believe it or not, that's actually not going to affect Detmers as much. Like, Detmers has been like death to right-handed hitters. And this isn't just this year, it's since last year. So actually, he's going to benefit from all those righties. Just FYI, like, because sometimes I know if you don't look at that, you don't know. But like, a bunch of righties is actually going to help Detmers in the long run. He's better against righties, reverse splits.
Yeah. And I mean, when you're looking at like his pitch mix and stuff against righties, like, he uses a really, like, he throws a lot of fastballs, don't get me wrong, but he mixes all of his pitches. He throws changeups, sliders, and curveballs to righties, where typically, like, you don't see a lot of left-handed pitchers throw sliders and curveballs to right-handed hitters because the ball is breaking towards the hitter and it's easier to read and spot. So, I mean, that's why platoons is a thing, for what it's worth. Like, you know, if I'm a right-handed pitcher, I didn't throw a lot of curveballs to lefties when I used to pitch because the break is towards them and it's just easier to hit. So, yeah, I mean, he mixes all his pitches and it's really working for him, but his fastball is where it's at. Like, his fastball has just been death to righties this season. So, yeah. And his slider. I mean, I don't know. I don't have all the data up in front of me to see if he's like throwing a lot of backdoor sliders or something, but it's working. So keep doing it. We appreciate it. So, yeah, I mean, again, Detmers is a guy that gets you 30 plus ceiling, or his floor is negative fantasy points in this spot. Baltimore's a good team. They're not a team we're going to play pitchers against a lot this year. Speaking of Baltimore bats, any interest here in the Baltimore bats?
I mean, I don't mind. If it's anything, Steve, it's one off. Like, I'm not actively, believe it or not, trying to hunt Detmers here. Like, once again, it really doesn't matter with the righties. Like, I guess if I had to take one guy, it would probably be Mountcastle. Like, if I just absolutely had to one off someone on a small league, he could possibly get a hold of one. But generally speaking, I'm not playing many Baltimore guys. Like, I really like Depp's on the slate, Stevie, like, for his upside.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way you play Baltimore, if you're going to play them, is stack. Hey, they just get to Detmers. He has that negative game.
Yeah,
Mountcastle would be my favorite. He's great against left-handed pitching. It's not even close. Like, he'd be the guy for me.
He's really good.
I will say, like, Santander has a lot of power from the right side of the plate too. So it'd be a stack or fade spot for me on Baltimore. I'm not playing one-offs. On the Angels, like, Trout, like, he's just a guy. Like, when Mike Trout is healthy, he's playable every day. It doesn't matter who's pitching. He's just playable every day. I mean, he has 8 home runs. He's a guy that can steal bases and hit home runs, and he's healthy right now. And we absolutely love Mike Trout when he's healthy. Like, if Mike Trout stays healthy all year, good for him. I'm so excited, and I hope it happens. If Mike Trout gets hurt, this lineup is going to be a lineup I pitch guys against every single day. What are your thoughts on the Angels bats?
I am slightly concerned. Like, here's what I'm saying, Stevie. They're going to have to hope that Suarez has, like, super control issues, because he can pitch and he can get strikeouts. I like Mike Trout. I'm okay with Taylor Ward. But, Stevie, they're not walking a ton at all. Mike Trout, 7.9% walk rate. Taylor Ward, 2.7% walk rate. These guys are looking to make contact. Oh, don't forget, Stevie, he's got Miguel Sano, who's also going to be in this lineup right behind. Like, I might play Trout. I might play Ward. I am not loading up on the Angels today. I think Suarez is good enough to pitch around this lineup. I really do.
All right, we finish it out with the Mets and the Giants. 7.5 total in this game. The Giants, a 126 favorite. Jose Quintana against Keaton Wynn. Any interest here in Jose Quintana?
No.
Low strikeout guy. The Giants can platoon a lot of righties against him. I mean, I don't want to play Jose Quintana today. Like, he just doesn't have the upside you're looking for on the slate. Yeah. Keaton Wynn on the other side. Any interest in him here?
I'm going to pass on him too, Stevie. Don't dislike him as a pitcher. He may be fine, like, for the rest of the season, but, like, I know the Mets aren't maybe an elite offense, but I think they'll have enough to give him some real problems here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that's going to generate a lot of ground balls. I mean, he's going to throw strikes. He's going to generate ground balls. That's what he does. My thing today, like, looking at the pitchers that we have on the slate, Lopez, Kikuchi, Cease, Detmers, Singer, like, we're chasing upside. Like, with our pitchers today, we're just chasing upside. And, like, while I think Wynn could have an okay start, I don't think 15 or even like 17 is enough at 7K today. I mean, that's just where when I'm looking at this slate and I'm giving a true first look, I think you're going to need 20 plus from your pitchers today. I mean, that's just where I'm at.
Stevie, we could get 15 from Suarez. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Like,
yeah, but he's 4K, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't need a 7K guy to get us 15 today.
Mets bats, any interest here in the Mets bats?
I think if I play the Mets, Stevie, even in this ballpark, which I know people tend to be afraid of, I think I stack the Mets. I think I take Nemo. You know, I wonder if they bat DJ Stewart today. I'm pretty sure I'll take Lindor, Beatty, McNeil, and you know, Mr. Polar Bear, Pete Alonso. We know Alvarez is out for a little minute. So Navarez at 2.5. I would consider him as well. Very cheap catcher today. So I think I stack him.
I think if you're building out a bunch of teams today and you're looking for cheap one-off power, DJ Stewart's the guy. He's a fly ball hitter facing a ground ball pitcher. He is really cheap. I think, yeah, $2,900. I mean, you're not going to find many guys in this price range that have DJ Stewart's power. I mean, DJ Stewart has a 318 ISO against right-handed pitching since the start of last season. Missed a lot of games, don't get me wrong, but that's still 170 plate appearances. So I think, like, DJ Stewart as a one-off is fine. Pete Alonso is expensive as a one-off, but he's a fly ball hitter too. Again, if you haven't listened to the podcast before, we want fly ball hitters against ground ball pitchers. You know, it generates more line drives. San Francisco side of this one, it's not like Jose Quintana is going to go out here and throw the ball by any of these guys. He does a good job limiting power. Like, that's one of the things that we talk about all the time with him. But he does give up a lot of hard contacts. And, like, his strikeout rate is way down. Like, he's not missing bats at all this year. His swinging strike rate is way down. Any interest here in Giants bats?
Jorge Soler, sign me up. Definitely want to get him rolling today. Believe it or not, Stevie, for whatever reason, every time I've played Tyler Fitzgerald, it's been on one of those big games. Well, guess what? He's had two of them. 27 was one, 17 was the other. I played him in both. Feels like the right day. They're going to get Fitzgerald, which I think they will. I'm going to get to Fitzgerald. I don't think he'll be at the top of the lineup, but that is okay. They probably will bat Austin Slater leadoff. I'm okay with that. Matt Chapman, 4,500. Another really easy guy to squeeze into those lineups today. I'm sure Wilmer Flores is probably going to be in the lineup. I don't hate him. Like, they're going to roll the righties out, Stevie. Like, we already know this. And so I'm in on the San Francisco Giants for sure.
I think they're really good three-man stack today. Want a five-man stack them. I think they're a really good three-man stack because, like you said, Soler, fantastic against lefties. Fitzgerald has some pop. Chapman has pop. Flores has pop. If Bailey catches, he has pop. So, and they're cheap. Like, outside of Soler, he's 46. I mean, like, Flores is 38. Fitzgerald's 36. Slater, 31. I don't know if I necessarily want to play Austin Slater. He is just ice cold. I wish they'd stop hitting him leadoff and give somebody else a shot up towards the top of the lineup. But, I think that this is just a really interesting, like, three-man stack today. Patrick Bailey might be, like, my punt catcher today that I play a lot of at 3K. So, we all know I am team punt catcher. So, Bailey has pop against lefties. Jose Quintana is not missing bats. I think that's fine. All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Appreciate everyone hanging out with us over there on YouTube. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button over there on the RotoGrinders Morning Grind YouTube page. Turn on notifications. Come hang out with us live. We got a lot of people hanging out in chat. Chat has been going nonstop since we went live, and you just love to see it, man. Love to see it. All right, yeah. Will. Under 8K to get six or more strikeouts. Who do you got?
I think we got a couple guys. Stevie, I'm going to go with a team that's striking out a ton. I'm going with Cannon from the White Sox.
Yeah. For what it's worth, I don't think any of these guys get over six strikeouts. I'm just going to say that. I know the game is to pick who we think has the best chance to get over six. I don't think any of these guys get six. I like Cannon. I like Suarez. Those were the two guys that I had written down for this question. I will do that. That's what I'll pick. over 8K to score under 15. Who is your bust today?
Oh, man. Got to be Lance Lynn. Easiest one on the board today, just facing all those lefties.
Yeah, way too many lefties for Lance Lynn. The only scary part about, like, baiting Lance Lynn is they let him pitch so deep into games.
Yeah.
Just scary. I'm going to go Fiat. I just don't think he's a good pitcher. And again, I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I'm right more than I'm wrong, but I'm wrong all the time. And I'm never afraid to say that I'm wrong. But I think Fiat's not a great pitcher. Over 4K to hit a home run, not in Coors. Who do you got going yard today?
Man, I got a couple of different guys here, Stevie. I think I'm going Jorge Soler, man. It's coming. It's even that ballpark facing Quintana. It's coming.
Yeah, I mean, the guy just he smashes left-handed pitching. I mean, there's no other way to put, like, how good he is against left-handed pitching. He hits left-handed pitching so well. So I don't mind that call. I was trying not to go, like, super towards the top today. I got to do it, man. I just got to do it. Give me Ozuna. I mean, you're brave. Ozuna, he's just smashing the baseball. Like, if I had to pick a home run pick, I'm going to pick the guy that is just knocking the cover off the ball. Remember when we were talking about, like, they needed to release him last year because he was so bad. Something clicked for Ozuna last year, like a month or two into the season, and he hasn't stopped hitting since.
No.
So,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's been amazing. Yeah.
Give me Ozuna to go yard today. Under 4K to get two hits. Who do you got today?
Man, hopefully the walks don't come back to bite me, Stevie, like they did earlier this year. Give me Jock Peterson facing Lance Lynn. I know Lance Lynn. Listen, man, I think Jock could be on the way to a monster game here, 3,900. Right at the edge here, Stevie. But give me Jock Jams.
Yeah, I'll get that scheduled tweet ready for you tomorrow, that's for sure. I'm going Gavin Sheets, somebody we talked about way earlier in the podcast. I think there's a couple options down here today, but I really like Gavin Sheets in this one. Stack to score six or more runs. Who do you got?
Smaller slate, not really. Everybody's not really as obvious as they should be, I think. I'm going to go with the team at the end of the night, Stevie. I'm actually going with the San Francisco Giants. I think they've got just as good a team, just as good of a shot as anyone to score a few runs here as late night hammer.
I like it. I don't want to say Atlanta. I feel like that's cheating. Gosh, it pains me. It doesn't even really pain me. I it always is scary. It's always scary to, like, pick on Lance Lynn. But yeah, I mean, Atlanta is the obvious answer. They're my favorite stack on the slate today, but give me Arizona. I mean, it's scary to stack against Lance Lynn, but I could see Lance Lynn struggling here. I could see getting the bullpen early, and I could see Arizona having a big day. So give me Arizona. Any pick and plays or player props that you like here on the slate?
Oh, Stevie. I don't know why I didn't have this ready. So, like, I'm sorry. I really meant to have this ready today in terms of the Pick'em Streets. Look, they've got Cannon. Oh! I just caught a cramp. Got to mute myself. My bad.
No, you're good. Cramps are the worst, especially if it's Charlie Horse. But good thing for Will, I got him covered today. I have two props that are up right now that I like both of these. One is not on this slate, but it's on today's games, obviously. But Scoble is getting Tampa in the earlier games. His strikeout prop right now is at 6.5, and you're not paying a ton of juice. So, like, over 6.5 strikeouts for Scoble against Tampa. Lefties have dominated Tampa this season. Absolutely love this. And then the other one that I really like is Will's boy, Dylan Cease right now is sitting at 16 and a half outs. Dylan Cease is at 16 and a half outs. He's thrown over 100 pitches in three straight games. Dylan Cease against the Rockies. I know this is in Coors. I don't care. Give me over 16 and a half outs for Dylan Cease against the Rockies. I just think that line is way too low. Like, he's throwing 100 pitches. Like,
yeah,
the walks are going to come down. He's gone six innings in three straight. Why is his line at 16 and a half? I was like, what are we doing with this line?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Because it's Coors, okay. There's still an awful offense.
I think I'm going to go a little bit risque, Stevie. If they have it up, I'm trying to see where the Albert Suarez K line is. If they give it to us,
it's not up yet because Rodriguez was going to pitch. Oh, FanDuel has it. FanDuel has a strikeout prop at 4.5.
Is it plus money?
Plus 118.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Yeah, everybody's asking. Listen, so they said eat a banana. Look, I ate a banana actually before I came on the pod. I have been working out, and so it looks like the workouts came back to catch up with me today. I'm using my massage gun. My wife has brought me some water. She's walking in the door right now. Thank you. You're so amazing. Somehow she heard me say I caught a cramp. So thank you. I don't know how she did, but she did. Derek says we're getting old, Will. Bet you didn't think you'd get that on a podcast. But the cramp just caught me out of nowhere, Steve. I'm sitting here normal in the office chair. Like, yeah, let's crank out these picks. And then it just grabbed me and snatched my soul. And I was like, gotta mute myself for 1 second. I have my massage gun here, if you guys can't see it. It's active right now. Like, this is live, and I am using it. So everything's fine. Nothing bad has happened. Just caught a little cramp and got to get it massaged out. First time, hopefully, on the podcast, and hopefully the last. Hopefully this does not happen again.
Will's banana got lost in his jacket. That's going to wrap it up here for Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday breaking down the baseball slate. I hope everyone has a fantastic day. We'll see you again tomorrow.